Good morning, wonderful listeners. Welcome to Be Inspired by His Word Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Lee, and I'm taking today's prayer. Today's prayer is taken from the book of Isaiah 43, verse 19. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. For I'm about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. Let's move on to the prayer point. Eternal Rock of Ages, I worship your majesty and honor you for who you are to me. King of Kings, thank you for this blessed new dawn and grace of life. Lord, thank you for forgiveness of sin and your bloodshed for my salvation. Lord, thank you for your grace that is sufficient for me. Lord, thank you for the miracle that is imagined in all aspects of my life. You deserve the glory. Lord, thank you for making a way for me where I have been written off. Lord, thank you for terminating every report and emergencies over my destiny. Lord, thank you for canceling every negative revelation and their planned date of manifestation. Lord, thank you for opening the book of remembrance concerning me and for giving me beautiful ashes. Lord, thank you for causing all impossible situations to be possible in my life. Lord, thank you for the life of the vessel used for this daily prayer, all impacted by it in our household, for changing our story and for silencing all mockers of our destiny. Thank you, Abba Father, for answered prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's move on to daily confession. Since you do not have dominion over me, I'm operating the power of the word of God. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus by faith, as Jesus sees am I in this world. I have seen the divine hands of God moving things around and changing my story. The Lord has made the way for me. He has silenced all opposition and oppressors. Jesus has smiled on me, and in him I have victory. Hallelujah. That's today's prayer from Being Inspired by His Word. Today is the 25th of April, 2024. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Remember, Jesus loves you so much. Always walk by faith and not by sight. Don't forget to be a blessing to someone by sharing this and tuning in tomorrow for another wonderful time of prayer to the glory of God and by His grace. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Jesus is coming back very soon.